Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Dono. Anybody got any cute nicknames for players? Welcome in on a Friday. Dono.
Touchdown, Dono.
Touchdown, Dono. Warm, close, personal for Dono. I almost fell over when I heard that today.
Well, you know, I was talking to AIDS, and, you know, hopefully he'll go out to, to Maryland and do well.
Probably not the best nickname.
Not the greatest nickname. Don't do that.
Probably want to.
Hey, what up, AIDS?
All right, AC.
Oh, my.
Can I leave? AC. Yeah, I we're good.
Live it would be Ado.
Live from Circa, and we're out. All right. So let's get in. No, that I laughed my ass off. Gator was busting his balls. I'm like, oh, Doug's not having this.
No.
Dono. You shut your mouth. All right, let's. Dono.
Say it with respect.
Come on. Doug knew he messed up. He knew he messed
up. You can see it, the second he said it, he was grabbing the words out of the air like, no.
Dono. All right, so what we're going to try to do today on a Football Friday, besides ascertain TJ Lang's blood alcohol level, is we are going to try to talk both Lions and Michigan. Because those are the two big games. I mean, Michigan State at Maryland, like, yeah, I'm happy to take a call on it. But your guess is as good as mine. And really, what's on the line there? Not a whole lot. Maybe some dignity. Michigan and Texas, top 10 matchup. I want to know the confidence level, Rico, as we start Football Friday. And whether you're both a Wolverine and a Lion fan or you just care about one of them, I want to know the confidence level between these two. Because – look, doing the podcast with Cookies earlier, he basically treated the Rams like a layup. He treated the Rams like a free square. And I'm like, okay, I think that's a mistake. And, look, I think it's an equal mistake if people treat Michigan that way.
Yeah.
Meaning, oh, well, Texas favored by 7. And, you know, I feel like Michigan is going to play up. They're going to keep this thing close. Wouldn't shock me in the least if they won. I want to have that conversation and see if that invites people to join us. Confidence levels.
I get where you're going. The Michigan thing, I look at
Dono.
I look at the players out there. I wasn't that confident in the offense because it really boils down to what can the Michigan offense do against the Texas defense? Can they put up points? That's where I would be shocked if they won that game.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to get their doors blown off. But for the Lions, Mike.
What about their Donos?
Dono for 3 touchdowns.
Dono.
I think for the Lions, it's because a lot of people, I mean, listening to the tail end of the last show, people are thinking this team is going to go 14-3. And it's, hey, guys, do you know how difficult it is to go 14-3 in the NFL? Okay. The back-to-back Super Bowl champions went 11-6 last year, and they didn't win their division.
Right.
It's a very hard thing to do. I'm with you because you know how everybody is like, oh, well, you know, the Lions, they want revenge on the 49ers. You don't think the Rams don't want revenge on the Lions? You knocked them out of the playoffs. It was a questionable call. If we did L.A. radio, we would be so upset about the Puka Nacua pass interference non-call. It didn't happen. You won the game. You moved on. The Rams have been practicing all year for this game. They've circled this game. So I'm with you. This layup, like, oh, this is going to be a piece of cake. Like, no, it's not. Stafford, it's personal. I'm quite sure he's heard the attacks on him and his family and the booing. He wants this.
Listen, I stayed away from that all week. But I look, we continue to platform Kelly Stafford. I've had enough, honestly. Oh, woe is me. I've got $300 million in the bank, flying my kids across the country. Wah, wah. Get a private plane. Ain't nobody trying to hear it. You ain't sitting there flying Frontier. Yeah. All right? And second of all, you're damn right. They're booing your husband. Enough. He plays for the enemy, and he has a Lombardi, and we don't.
Yeah.
And nobody, not one person on this planet, believes they booed your children. They don't care about your damn kids.
They didn't boo your kids.
They don't care about your damn kids. Nonsense. I read New York newspapers, and Kelly Stafford's in it. She's got a hell of a PR firm working for her. The point I'm making in all of this, bottom line, I want to know your confidence level. It's on now. If you're Michigan, that was the warm-up last week. And I can give you a mulligan on it. I'm not telling you they played well. They didn't. It was 16-10 in the fourth quarter against Fresno State, and Fresno's best player was on one leg.
Yeah.
Okay?
Rushed three times, I think.
For the Lions, look, there are no dress rehearsals. This is the NFL.
Yeah.
It's just funny. You look at all these games around the league. There's only one spread in the league, I think, that's north of 6 points. Everything else is 2, 3,
yeah,
2.5, 4. It's so unpredictable. I'm nervous. I'm not nervous with Michigan if I'm a Michigan fan, because I like the idea that no one believes in us. You guys love your Michigan versus everybody routine, Dono. You just rally up, go play the game. It's going to be windy tomorrow in A Square.
Okay, when you have to break down the wind and how cold it's going to be, you got problems.
No,
because great teams don't care.
They're not great.
We'll play on the move, and that's. I look at the offense, Mike. I look at the quarterback situation. That's where I.
But what about Dono?
Dono didn't do well.
Thanksgiving.
Right. Dono couldn't break tackles.
I feel like the Michigan game is going to be lower scoring than people expect. Both defenses will probably carry the day. I do think the win matters in one regard. It's a mitigating circumstance to Texas's passing game. Quinn Ewers throws a flutter ball. 15 to 20 mile an hour winds, that helps Michigan. I know what you're saying, yeah, but I don't think Michigan's great, and I don't think Texas is great.
Right, but here's the thing. Even without wind, the Michigan passing game was not great at all.
Uh-oh. So, okay, so then, look, confidence level as a Lions fan, confidence level at the Wolverines. Which of these two teams would you be more confident in? And I know on surface you'll say, well, one's a 7-point dog and the other's a 4-point favorite. Make no mistake about it. I don't care if you're a 4, 3, 2, but I don't care what you are in the NFL. The NFL and college are distinctly different landscapes. You can't let that affect you here.
Because last night, just when you thought the Kansas City was going to run away with the game, it ended up coming down to the final play and a toe on the line.
And Lamar being a terrible quarterback. Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the audio.
Well, he made the throw. The guy just
how about the play before? Zay Flowers.
Well, you know,
Zay Flowers would have had his feet in bounds.
Mistakes were made.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Let me just take a sip from the chalice. Thanksgiving. If you missed yesterday, caller Ed is just legendary. And well, we're stupid, so the drop is funny to us. 248-539-9797. Let's talk to the people, David. Confidence level. And don't give me this whole Michigan 6-6 thing. Treat the topic with sincerity.
Of course.
Thanksgiving.
Here's the thing. I wasn't impressed with Texas last week either. Less impressed with
52 to nothing.
Yeah, but they didn't play anybody.
Who the hell did you play? The Kansas City Chiefs?
My point is,
Thanksgiving.
My point is, I didn't like what I saw from Michigan last week. We all talked about that this week. So my confidence level, honestly, is a 6 for this game. I think there's a way that things can turn Michigan's way. I don't believe they'll win, but I think there are things that can turn Michigan's way, and they can get the win. If shows up, then maybe you can win that game.
Dono, look, it's the running game. Texas, they have questions to answer on their defensive line. Your O-line needs to play a hell of a lot better. And I don't think the passing game is ever going to drive the bus for U of M. Hey, sure as hell not this year. You're right, David. Now for the Lions, confidence level.
For the season or for the game?
No, for the game. The day, yeah. I don't care. Well, the season's tomorrow.
Well,
the season is Sunday. That's 1 week at a time.
Well, here's the confidence level I have for them. 1 to 10, is that a 12?
Wow.
Is that a 12? This crowd is going to be wild on Sunday. I don't think there's any way the Rams hear each other.
David, I got my hand raised here in Vegas. I get what you're saying.
But here comes the deflator.
No. It's David. I was there at the playoff game when the crowd and Kenny were loud and screaming. That game came down to the very end. To sit there and say a 12, I mean, you're acting like this is going to be a 30-point blowout.
What I'm acting like is that the Lions offensively are a behemoth. Okay? I really think they're going to come in week one. Now, I don't know about the rest of the year and what happens there, but for week one, they're going to come out firing. Yes, I think it will be more of that type of victory, Rico.
I love it. Now, listen, this is what the topic is about, and if the people aren't going to partake, well, damn it, we'll just talk to each other. Kenny, line it up. Michigan-Texas level and Lions-Rams level.
Michigan-Texas, if I was a Michigan fan, it would be probably
close to a five or a six.
Yeah, it's not high enough for me to be jumping up and down. But the Big House is a place that not a lot of teams are able to come into, especially with a rowdy crowd. Because that game, I don't know if you've seen the numbers and how downtown's going to look like, downtown Ann Arbor. It's a hype crowd for this weekend. So I don't think it's easy enough for Texas. I'm with you in the sense that I don't think Texas is any good, and I don't think Michigan's any good this year. So I'm kind of at a 5. It could go either way.
Okay, can we just alter the any good, Rico, there? They're both good teams. Thanksgiving. They're both good teams. I just don't know that they're great. Can we not do the Georgia Feinbaum?
I'm sorry. You're talking to Feinbaum over here.
Texas, what, 52-0?
Hey, Paul.
That wasn't good enough.
Yeah, let's
so just throw a dental care joke in there while you're at it. All right?
No. You have a fine football program at Georgia, and I would probably guess Georgia, of the southern states that neglect dental care, is probably in the upper 10%.
Well, yeah, you know, they got fine dentists in Buckhead. So
that's
yes.
Right, Roswell.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. I think Michigan's going to be a very close game. I do. Winning and losing, man, I wouldn't touch that game with a 10-foot pole. But I don't think this is going to be a Texas walkaway. But I also don't see that with the Lions either. I think the Rams look, hey, newsflash, guys, you're going to be rolling rookies out there in the secondary. Okay? The Rams are nothing to play with. And to Rico's point, that game came down to a play. Mm-hmm. A singular play. Where, frankly, you got away with one.
Yeah, fourth down. Should have been a first down, automatic, and they kept the ball. Instead, they turned it over on downs. You got it. You play keep away, and you won the game. You moved on to the Tampa for the next week.
Confidence level, Michigan State, Maryland. 2?
I was going by 3.
Yeah. Okay, so basically, we're both deflated. Right. You're normally the deflator.
Right.
We are the deflatees.
But, yeah, I mean, for the Lions, I'm at a 6. But for both Michigan State, I'm at 3. I just don't think that neither one are going to come away with a victory this weekend.
Let's talk confidence levels on the first football Friday of the season. If you have something to say about any of the 3 games, here for it. Let's get after it today. Thanksgiving. 248-539-9797. We got the picks. We got drunk TJ showing up with a little pint in his hand. It's going to be exciting. We've got the Prop Bet Casino. We got Who Said It. Lots to do today, 97-1.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.